we very simply can, in fact, be able to get ourselves to do them. One of the things that I've found in working with families over a long period of time is that a lot of them, I've mentioned this before, have started gathering a lot of information, and we're hoping that by getting everyone started at the simple little things that you can try, that you'll get the spirit of being prepared and being comfortable with it. Let's talk about the issues of finances, and it's always a big issue for people. Nobody has enough money to do everything that they'd like to do. But there are a couple laws that might be useful to you, and that's the fact that if you're one of the things that some of the credit and debt counseling services do is they suggest, first of all, that people put in a supply of food and have it on hand at all times, because that's a huge security issue for families. But one of the laws that you might be aware of is that like begets like. If people want to accumulate funds, one of the things that those who have done so have learned is that if they start a savings account, no matter how small it is, it will have a tendency to draw money to it. I don't know. It's an eternal law type of thing. Very simply, if people who are in trouble financially will start a savings account, even if they can just put a little bit away, but they do it regularly and every time, there's a law someplace that says that will draw more prosperity to them. Those of you who believe in tithing, it is a fact. John D. Rockefeller, whatever many of us might think of him in terms of the New World Order bunch and everything, but the fact is that he believed in giving away a good share of his income. Most very, very wealthy and prosperous people, somehow or another, understand the principle that says what you put out returns to you tenfold. What we were talking about earlier is an interesting concept, and that is that as you think and as you put out good stuff comes back to you. So let's get back to the concept of prosperity and abundance. The tithing principle is a law, but that tithing principle just isn't for Christians. It applies to everybody. A lot of folks that have been in real serious financial difficulty, if they started paying one-tenth of their gain to their church or to benevolent organizations, whatever their tithing would go to, all of a sudden discover that there is a tenfold return. What you put out comes back to you. And it's the same way with attitude. If you put out prosperity and happy thoughts and abundant thoughts, that's what you'll draw to you. If you put out lack and fear and anguish, that's why I don't want to encourage anybody out there to do this preparation out of fear, because all that fear will do is just stricken you and make you less able to prepare. Anyway, we'll have more on this and some more fun things after this break.
Do you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Attention, friends of freedom and liberty. Our constitutional republic is under a vicious attack by the sinister forces of world globalization. The hour is late, and we must all actively engage our families, friends, and neighbors before it's too late. Now you can exercise your constitutional right of free speech with a statement t-shirt from the Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Wearing a statement t-shirt causes people to think, challenge, and debate what they've been spoon-fed by the controlled corporate media. There's no time to sit around in fear asking yourself, what can I do? Now is the time to make a strong public statement with one of the many t-shirts from Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Go to RBNLive.com's Freedom Store, NoTyranny.com, or call 800-724-2719.
Accomplished. That's not me being a genius. That's one of the laws that work. You see, guys, an awful lot of us have what we don't want in our lives. We have what we don't want in our lives, and we keep fussing and whining and thinking about and having feelings about what we don't want in our lives, whether it's a crummy relationship or whether it's being broke is the biggest thing that most people deal with. And the fact is that we have tools, and we can go through scriptural references. We can go through self-help books. I got stacks of them. We can do everything. But at some point in time, you got to take my word for it. It works. And some of you out there are already doing it. Now, with regard to this preparation stuff, a lot of you don't have a clue as to how much it's going to take financially and don't have any money coming in. I've had people call in and plead poverty like crazy. Okay, you can do something about it. We're going to tell you exactly what to do about it. First of all, it's going to be setting some goals. But here's the deal. Now, a lot of you keep hearing me fussing and whining about the fact that a lot of you do nothing but gather a bunch of information. You're information gatherers. That has been judgmental on my part. Now, I understand. It's just that no one has said, okay, here's what you do. Here's the track that you follow. We're going to do that. And if you'll take it step by step and just do the little bit, remember the story last week about anybody can eat a hippopotamus one spoonful at a time. If you will just work with us and do the little things we ask you to do, last week it was the water and dealing with your sanitation situation. This week it's doing your inventory and evaluating the clothing that you have in on hand. And next week we'll have Jim Phillips on, and he'll go through what you need to do with that clothing and what it needs to be able to achieve so that it's good stuff. But write down, starting tonight, this I guess we might as well make this another assignment, and prove me herewith as to whether this is going to work for you. If you will do this, you can start creating what you want in your life. Because here's the way the law works. If you don't want something, but you keep on fussing and thinking and feeling about how you don't want that in your life, it will draw it to you. It'll stick to you just like a magnet, absolutely for certain. If you know what you want and you picture it and you see it and you love it and you create all those good positive feelings about it, that will be drawn to you. But you can't create and uncreate at the same time. And this is all going to relate, guys, to getting prepared. I know there are a lot of roadblocks out there. You've got family that thinks you're nuts. You've got financial issues. You've got every excuse in the book not to get it done. But if we don't, and we've got the voice of warning out there, we know we've got to get it done. But if we don't get it done, okay, we're going to get caught short. Listen to the 10 days on the CDs. Either call in for them or look it up on the website. But let's get back to the creation thing. You can't create and uncreate at the same time. If you've got an objective that says, hey, listen, in order to get myself prepared, I need to come up with X amount of dollars. I have all my food in. I have the secure feeling of having it packed away, and I've got enough for 3 years. Whatever your choice is, whatever you decide that you want, I've got enough for 3 years for my family. I feel good and I'm comfortable. You see that and you have those feelings. But you can't say in the second breath after you've had that thought, I have no idea where the money's going to come from. I can't figure out how to do it and all this kind of stuff. Then you have just uncreated with those negative feelings what you established to create. So here's what you do. When you have a negative thought about what you're trying to create, now this is something you've never heard before. I'm betting you've never heard about it before. How do you keep that negative garbage from crawling in there and uncreating what you're trying to picture? You very simply bless it. You forgive yourself for having that negative feeling, and you bless it, and it'll go away, and then you turn right back around and visualize what you want. What you keep in your mind is what you'll get. If you have fear, anxiety, worry, uncertainty, negative, and you're that's exactly what you're creating. That's why you get more of what you got. That's why a lot of times, now I don't know if I might be getting in trouble with some of you over this, but we'll make it very generic. A lot of times women who are in abusive relationships, if they get a divorce, if they're able to, a lot of times they aren't even able to get out of those silly abusive relationships. Silly. That's not silly. I shouldn't have said that. I apologize. Get out of those abusive relationships because they want to get rid of it so desperately. They want out so desperately, and it's so painful that a lot of times they're literally creating what they don't want and staying in it. Oftentimes, if they get out of one, they'll get themselves right back into another situation that's just as abusive because they want so. It's like a football player. Any of you that have ever played football, you got this kid that's playing end, and it's his call. He's going to get the ball this time. And so he runs out there, and he wants to catch that ball so badly. He runs for all he's worth. He runs his pattern, and he reaches up just as the ball gets to him, and it bounces off the ends of his fingers. He wanted so desperately, desperately to catch that ball, but he was so afraid that he wouldn't that he literally sabotaged himself. This is what we do when we're looking at getting prepared. An awful lot of families. I can tell you stories. I told you last week about a little gal that does some of the seminars with us. She's diabetic, very, very ill. She's blind. She has a very, very minimal income. I think it's something like $800 a month that she's living on, very subsistence. Lovely lady. She's got a 19-year supply of food in, okay? I have people that have called in, found out how much it was going to cost to put in food. By the way, going through the co-op, you're going to end up with more of a better quality food for less money than anything else you could do anyway. But the fact is, they found out what they needed, and they went out and did whatever it took because that was their objective. So what you do right tonight as an additional assignment, guys, try this with your preparations. And then if it works with your preparations, do it on your business. Do it with your family. Do it with your relationships. Do it in every part of your life that you want something changed. This is not a self-help program, but I guess it is. We're helping you try and get prepared. So sit down, take a piece of paper, and write down everything about your preparation that you want. Okay? You need to have your food in. You want to have your clothing in. You want to have all of your bills paid off. You want to have enough of everything. You want to have all of the list of things that we're eventually going to give you. You got your water supply in. I am totally self-reliant. I am totally independent. I am not dependent on anyone. Therefore, I have my freedom. Write that at the top of the page, and then write everything at this point that you know that you need to achieve in order to reach that. But do not write down how. Do not think of how. That's the way you sabotage yourself. The objective is to put down the vision that you want in your life. If you try and write down how, I'll guarantee you, and I'll get into it in just a minute as soon as this break is over, as to why that sabotages you. So this is, I guess, goal setting 101. I didn't intend it, but it's going to be useful to you.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Now, there's something that can give you the extra energy you need without the use of powerful stimulants and pills. Introducing the all-new Energy Enhancer Patch by LifeWave. This amazing new patch works with the electronic and magnetic features of the body, like a cellular radio, to transmit information from the patches into the body and enhance the production of energy and stamina. And the patch is non-transdermal, which means nothing actually enters your body. It's safe. You simply apply the patch, and the Energy Enhancer does the rest. No more carrying around bottles, pills, or capsules. No more jitters from powerful stimulants. The LifeWave technology in the patches communicates with the body through the human magnetic field, untapping the energy within. Combined with a regular exercise program along with a healthy diet, the Energy Enhancer Patch may help give you the extra energy you need. So join the thousands who've discovered the Energy Enhancer Patch by LifeWave and experience the energy within. To order your supply of the Energy Enhancer Patch, simply go to www.lifewave.com/HSA. Don't wait. Act now.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Don't try and figure out how you're going to accomplish it. That's what the universe takes care of. I don't know how you want to look at it, but the fact is that, remember I said there's a law, it's the law of attraction. It's part of the law connected with tithing. It's part of the law connected with what you put out comes back to you tenfold, which is another section of the law of tithing. But that same law says that what you attract to you, what you visualize and have good feelings about, what you love and appreciate, is what you're going to draw to you. Now, one of the quickest ways to get into this specifically, let's take a break from the goal issue right there. We'll come back to being specific in just a second. But there's something that you've got to understand. You absolutely have to understand. And that is gratitude is going to draw to you that for which you are grateful. There are several scriptures that refer to this, but for a generic discussion of it, very simply, what we are grateful for, we obtain more of. And one of the things that we need to do is anything in our lives that can be appreciated, we need to appreciate it. Some of us are in relationships. Some of you guys have wives that you think are a pain in the neck, or maybe a couple feet lower. Some of you wives, I know a lot of you wives have husbands that are a pain in the neck. But if you start being grateful for those attributes of that individual that you can find that are good, all of a sudden you concentrate on what you're grateful for, and that you will have more of that. And if you stop not liking what you don't like about that individual and just say, it's not their fault, I forgive them for that, and then concentrate on being grateful, you will be absolutely, just experiment with it, play with it, try it, prove me herewith, like it says in the scriptures, try it. But gratitude, if you are broke and you're looking at a 3 or 4 year supply of food, after you've concluded how much you need, don't decide how much you need based on what you can afford. That's ridiculous. You can get what you need. Don't worry about the afford. If you set your goals, there will be a way appear to you. We might be able to provide it. We've got that fifth portion which says we can get you out of debt with one of the programs that we've got, and you can also earn funds helping other people get out of debt. That's a cash flow thing. We can explain that to you. But that's not for you right now. Right now, decide how much food you need to get in. That's your most important dependency. And then put it on your goal sheet and be specific. If you haven't figured out how much you need to get in, call us up. We'll help walk you through it. We don't have an extra grind. We'll just get you the food somehow. Okay? However you need to do it. Okay? If you can do some research, study the scriptures, listen to some of these CDs that we get out to you, you decide how much you're going to need. That's your goal. You write it right on the top of the sheet, and you write it as though you already have it. Anytime you get discouraged and try and think of how it works, that'll destroy you. Because what happens is if you don't know how it's going to happen, but you can just trust that it will, if you keep seeing it and visualizing it, then you'll discover a very interesting thing. It will occur even if you haven't thought of how to go about it. I'm going to tell you after this break how I managed to destroy myself by being an analytical fixer, where I had to figure out how things were going to happen every time before I could do anything with them. Anyway, back after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen.
Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Boom, boom, boom. Welcome back, folks. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Radio. We're talking about setting goals, oddly enough, with regard to your preparation and your emergency supplies and everything that you need to get in. I was saying that you don't want to try and figure out how. I was working in a couple organizations. I've been involved in sales an awful lot, a lot of sales training activities and stuff all my life. But back when I first got into sales and things, hey, that's a rough area to deal with. Going out and finding people that appreciate what you've got and working with them and all of the things. There's a good reason why 9 out of 10 people drop out of any kind of sales jobs within the first 2 weeks. But I'm just a little bit dumb and slightly slow to learn, and so I kept at it until I figured some of the things out. But one of the things that I was doing at one time, I got into that goal thing like what I told you about. But as I wrote down the goals, I used to try and figure out, now, how can I do that? I've got to have a plan for how I can do that. You know, the goal-setting outfits, a lot of them tell you to make out a plan. You don't want to do it. You set the goal. And you just visualize it, and the way will come. If you deal with the why, the how will take care of itself. Because as soon as you set a goal for however many years' worth of food supplies you've got, unless you're extremely wealthy, immediately you're going to start saying, oh my gosh, how am I going to afford that? Where am I going to come up with the money? Don't do it. Don't do it. Trust me on this. This next week, what you want to do is write down your goals. Decide from whatever sources you can how much food you're going to need, and don't worry even about the cost. You can call in. We'll give that to you. But how much food you need, that's your goal. If you start thinking about how, you'll immediately start uncreating it. Well, I don't know how I'm going to do that. I have some doubts. That little bit of doubt will destroy all your visualization. So here's the way you do it. The first thing you do is you figure out how much food you're going to eat, because that's your basic preparation thing. That's the one that's going to be with you, and it's the most important one. You call in and get the CDs, 800-409-5633, or you listen to them on the web at efoodsdirect.com. You figure out how much food you need, how many years worth, and you put that on your goal sheet. And you start the thing, and you write down, I am independent. That's your first goal. I am free. Remember, dependency is the link to freedom. And then, if you want to do it, all my debts are paid. Each one of the things you need. I need 3.5 years. I have 3.5 years of food. You write it as though you have it. And then you start tonight, and you write down everything that you want tonight before you go to bed. And you might want to commit this, and you and your companion do it together, or at least do something like, say, I'm going to do this, and if I try and cop out on it, make me do it like Steve's wife did. Anyway, but the fact is, you start reading it right before your prayers at night, then you have prayer, and you go to sleep. In the morning, you have prayer, and then you, if you're having prayer, and then you read your goals, and each one of them, you picture the feelings that you have, and you picture having that. If you start thinking, well, how am I going to do that? Stop yourself and just say, everything will be fine. I've got it. And we'll get back together next week, and we'll discuss what we're doing on that. But as you go down through that list, also include in that, get your water supply in, get your emergency water supply in, get your inventory in, and that we talked about just earlier in this program, get your inventory put together. Okay, I have an inventory of everything I have. That's one you can accomplish this week and check it off your goal sheet. You can get your water in this week. You get your sanitation in this week. And it will amaze you as you see these things disappear off that list that you've taken care of, how fast it can happen. Don't be discouraged. It works. It's part of the law, the universal law, basically, of tithing. I don't want to explain how it gets into that, but it very simply is. Now, any of you that have any questions or want to discuss some things that we've talked about or where we're going with this thing or in your preparation, the call-in number for tonight is 800-313-9443. And feel free to call in and ask any questions that you have, or get into some of the questions that you have about what we're suggesting and where you are in your preparations. And we'll answer anything that we can that you've got going for you. But I guess maybe the main concern that I've got in working with so many families is getting people, and many of you are struggling with this with other members of your family, getting people to relate what's going on out there and what's coming at us to their own situation. One of the reasons that your wife or your husband doesn't want to discuss this is it scares them. It scares me, and it scares most of you. That's why we call this Fearless Radio. If they have the answers, there's nothing to fear. But most of them don't understand that there is an answer to every single thing that we're dealing with. And if anybody has questions about those answers, we can get them for you. But the fact is that as you're dealing with your loved ones that you're concerned about, I had a man call me from North Dakota, and he said, I am just deeply concerned about my children. He was an older man. He's retired. All of his kids are married off, but they don't want to deal with this issue of what's going on. They want to say, all is well, the sun is shining, the birds are singing, we don't have a problem with that. Because one of his sons said, you know, Dad, I really know what you're saying, but it's scary enough so that I really don't want to think about it. And the problem that he has is that he knows that they need to get prepared. He can't afford to do it for them. But the fact is that he's dealing with that issue of how do you work with them. And the answer to him is very simple. They're afraid. They can't imagine an answer to what's coming. They don't realize it's as simple as getting independent. It's as simple as having your food. It's as simple as having the independence from electricity and all the things that could be disrupted. People are used to being dependent in this country. We, as we said last week, we tend, from the time that we're children, to give away all of our liberties to somebody else to make the decisions for us. It's been promulgated in this country with the welfare mentality that we've got. People have looked to the government and looked to others to take care of their problems. And it's called not really wanting to be responsible for everything that happens in your life. But the fact is that we've got a situation where the majority of our population is hiding from the issues. They will complain about what's going on. They will be unhappy with it. And I think it was a really interesting thing. We had CNN last night. I was watching it with regard to Mr. Bush supporting his the other candidates that are in his party. They showed that that 26% of the people that were polled thought that Mr. Bush's support was useful to the other candidates, and something like 57% of the people polled said that his support was definitely detrimental to the other candidates in his own party. Now, what's that all about? Interesting thing, you got to think about it. We were sitting there in our living room watching this, and I really wonder how many people are owning that for their own problem. What I'm trying to say is that we have all of these problems out there. We have the situation that the acceptability of the president that we've got right now is extremely low within the population. And we know that this bird flu thing is being pushed. We know that the war, nobody can figure out why we're even fighting a war. It's supposedly to protect the country. And I had an interesting question from an 11-year-old. How are we protecting the country? And I couldn't answer it. But anyway, we've got all this stuff. But the people that are trying to get prepared are doing one thing that we're struggling with. Their friends and relatives who aren't on board aren't able to deal with. And that's the fact that the people are looking at the problems and they're not saying, what does this mean to me and what can I do about it? That's why we're here on the Fearless Radio program. That's why we're trying to relate it to you and to me, and we can do something about everything that's facing us. If you don't want the ID card, those of you who are Christians that see the ID card as the mark, and you know that the scriptures say, woe unto those that take the mark, the scriptures also have the answer for you. You've been told there's going to be a famine. And if you think about it, we've talked about this before, the one thing that people are going to want to buy when they're not able to buy or sell without that ID card or whatever the mark turns out to be is food. It's the only thing. We did another seminar last weekend. I've told you before that I've, in just about every seminar that we do, we ask the people, what is it that you're going to want to buy when you won't be able to buy or sell without that ID? And every time the answer is only food. Okay? Comes back to that same issue. Well, what we all have to do is we have to think and we have to go through how we relate these issues to us. We have to get it related to us. And those of us that are trying to get prepared have done that. We're saying, okay, I got to have some food in. But how many of you have thought about what Jim Phillips brought up last Sunday? How many have thought about sanitation? How many have thought about having to put in water? How many of you have thought about, what are you going to cook the food with? You can't put in enough propane tanks to last for 3 years. How many of you have thought that, well, maybe we need to get into Dutch oven cookery and get some charcoal briquettes? If you put on your goal sheet the fact that you not only have the food, you not only have the clothing, you not only have the water and everything else, you're not only out of debt, you've not only eliminated every dependency that you can think of so that you're free, but you have also put yourself in a situation where you are free from all those obligations, but you also have control of your life. You also have taken back control of your life, and you have eliminated, by taking that control back, you have eliminated your exposure to needing to have food from a bread line where you have to take the mark to get it, from needing to have food from a bread line where you have to take the shot to get it. You have eliminated the need to be controlled or the ability to be controlled. It's all very, very comfortable, and what that does is it turns a potential disaster and fearsome thing into an adventure. Now, what has to happen is for your loved ones, and again, these CDs have, we've been getting tremendous response. We don't charge you for these things. We just want you to get the CDs so that you can convince yourself that what you're doing is right, and so that maybe they'll help you work with your family members that you need the support of to continue doing this. But what needs to happen is that they need to be aware that some of this stuff is happening, but so that they're not so afraid of it that they hide from it, which is what a lot of them are doing, you need to back it up with, hey, this is what we can do. This is why you don't have to be as concerned about the bird flu as a lot of people are. This is the reason you don't have to be as concerned about the famine and about the war and about the taking over distribution of food in an emergency. This is why you can go ahead and look at these problems, but you don't have to be afraid of them because I got the answer right here. And that will help you tremendously with these folks. They're not idiots. They're not stupid because they don't want to look at this stuff. They're just scared. Forgive them. Forgive them. Don't be mad at them. Forgive them. They're scared. And help them by doing what we're trying to help you do. And that is take the problems, look at them, and before you get scared enough to go hide, you know, under a rock, you say, but we got an answer. We've got an answer to every one of these. And that's the exciting part. The fact is that we have the ability within our grasp to have the answers to help every one of our loved ones to be able to accept and work with us and feel the comfort of being prepared, the security of being prepared. You can take the fear out of their lives if you take it out of yours first. And so the goal sheets are going to be really important, guys. They work. Every single positive thinking book that you find, every single self-help system, if it gets into how you acquire the things that you need in your life and how you get rid of the things that you don't want in your life, will say the same thing in different words. All I'm saying is you write down everything that you want in your life as though you already have it. And in terms of preparations, one of the biggest securities that you have is with the food. Okay? But every one of the things that you need in your life, before you get to the luxuries and the yachts and all this kind of stuff, go through and get rid of every single dependency. And you'll be able to see and feel with great joy and security, even before it occurs, what it would be like to be rid of this dependency, this dependency, this dependency, every one of them. It's not going to be hard at all for you to visualize and experience the good feeling that you put out there that draws the elimination of that dependency to you. I have all of my debts paid. If you will do this, all we got to do is make it through 3 weeks. If you'll make your list tonight, if you have any questions about how to do it, give us a call. And then after this next break, we'll finish things up. We got the last 3 or 4 minutes of our program. And any of you that have any questions, call after the program or during this last little bit. After this break, we'll be back to you and finish things up.
Hey, Rick Adams here. Experience the incredible germ-killing power of oregano P73. It's scientifically proven. If you suffer from allergies, asthma, sinusitis, toenail fungus, athlete's foot, or any other condition, you need the immediate germ-killing power of oregano P73. Oregano P73 is an all-natural substance and even supports the immune system. For more info, call 800-243-5242. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
There are millions of airborne irritants in your home, like pollen, fine dust, bacteria, mold spores, and smoke.
But now you can take control of the air you and your family breathe at home. With Filters Now having the world's largest selection of AC, furnace, humidifier, automotive, fuel oil, industrial, and vacuum filters with top quality brands like 3M and Accumulair, you'll be sure to find what you're looking for at a great prices you can afford. We have all sizes available in both custom and standard. Get any size at any time. Go to filters-now.com or call toll-free 877-991-0400. Again, that's 877-991-0400. Call now and use RBN2006 as your special order code to receive free shipping on your order. Give us a call today and breathe the difference. Filters Now.
I'm Steve Schenck, and we were talking about setting goals and objectives, and we were talking about working with the members of your family, your friends, that aren't really quite up to speed on this getting prepared stuff. As you write out these goal sheets, and it's something, you know, we all, every time we hear a new concept, most of us set it aside and get around to it tomorrow. Please, don't do that with this. Please just sit down and take a half an hour, 45 minutes, you and your companion or by yourself, whatever you want to do, and write down these objectives. And write them down as you already have them. At the top of the list, do your food. But then someplace on that list, what you want to do is you want to write down the names of those individuals that you want to share and that you care about. And you write down that they are excited about preparing and the security of working with you on this thing. And don't try and think about the arguments as to how. Stop trying to convert people and start doing your thing. Your thing right now is to get you prepared. Your thing right now is to get those CDs so that you can hear all of the stimulating, exciting understanding of the opportunity that we have to live in these times when we have the adventure of a lifetime in front of us. Once you get that taken care of, then you can share those CDs with your friends and your loved ones. But if you have your goal sheet out, and if you're not trying to figure out how, but you just have your why up there in big neon lights in front of you, and you read it two times a day with feeling and seeing that happen, don't allow yourself to think the negative or worry about why it hasn't happened to you so far. It's why it hasn't. This is the way you create. This is the way you're going to get prepared. If you got plenty of money to do some of this stuff, great. Write your goals anyway and do it tomorrow. Get something going tomorrow. Make a phone call. On the food, those of you that are working on it, that know how many years you want, or those that you don't know how many years you want, that you need some help, those of you that are looking at food and you want some of the warnings so that you don't buy junk, give us a call at 800-409-5633 if you don't have internet. If you've got high-speed internet, you can get up on eFoods Direct. You can hear the lectures that are on the CDs. You can download the listings of what we suggest for a year's supply, and then call us for pricing. We'll walk you through it, and you can take it from there. But do it now. Later is not going to work, because as we put things off, what it does is it's counterproductive. If you think, I need to do something, and then you put it off, what's the goal that you're setting? What are you putting out there into the universe? You're putting out procrastination. I'll do it tomorrow. It can't be very urgent, and your subconscious is going to say, well, if it's not that important that he wants to do it right now, I guess we'll put it off too. Anyway, we love you and we want to help any way we can. Call us and we'll do everything that we can. Follow this outline. Get your goals written. And just enjoy turning what could be a disaster of these times into an adventure of a lifetime. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Radio. And remember, if it is to be, it's up to me. But freedom is never free.
It's the same old thing out of Washington, we see. Our elected officials doing as they please. We voted them in. They gave us an oath. Democrats and Republicans. Shame on them both. They want us to think that they know what's best. The gall to believe they're better than the rest of us working Americans who suffer and sweat while they contrive, deceive, and forget that we gave them their jobs and we can take them away. That's exactly what should be done this next election day. Every incumbent, without any exceptions, should be voted out of office to get their attention that they work for us, not the other way around. And we'll keep cleaning house till the right people are found. We're tired of the lies and their backdoor deals that line their pockets and are never revealed. So this upcoming election, let's put an end to their crap. Let's boot them all out of office and start over from scratch.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.